Kunodaba osolufakwe isicelo esifakwe enkantolo ephakeme ukuthi babhekisise lo mthetho ohambisana nokunikezwa kwabantu ukuhlala nobuzwe balapha kweSouth Africa, ikakhulu kulaba abele Zimbabwe abanikezwa igunya lokuhlala lapho kusukisela ngo-2010 abazinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili kusukela ekuqaleni. Lolodaba solu isicelo sesifakiwe enkantolo ephakeme kusokumelelwe ukuthi uhulumeni ikakhulukazi ungqongqoshe wezangaphakathi kube uyena ophendulayo ukuthi uyasiphikisa lesi sicelo kumbe uyavumelana naso.
Manje nxa sikhangela imithetho yeSouth Africa, iyakuvumela yini lokho?
Umthetho ogunyaza ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya ukuthi anikeze lawo malungelo awukuvumi lokho, ngoba uyagunyaza ungqongqoshe ukuthi lawo malungelo usengawapha abantu, aphinda wahotise anikeze abantu abakhethekile kumbe angabanikezi, ashiye abanye ngaphandle. Ngokunjalo lowo mthetho wona kahle awukuvumeli lokho.
Kahle kahle ngobani abahambisa lolu daba emthethwani daba, njalo bakhangelele ukuthi kusiya expire ama permit abo ngo-December, udaba lolu lungaba selungenile na emthethwani daba?
Empeleni asazi ukuthi bawobani labo, ngoba kasikawaboni kahle lamaphepha ahanjisiweyo enkantolo ephakeme ukuthi sithole ukuthi kunabantu abangaki abayibona bakhalazela lezo sikhalazo. Esikwaziyo ukuthi obamele kungu-advocate Chitando, kanti-ke angicabangi ukuthi babhekelele ukuthi kuyade kusiyofika isikhathi sokuphela kwama-permit akhona ngalesi sikhathi aphele ekupheleni kukadisemba walonyaka. Ngosuku lokugcina lukadisemba nolonyaka kukhona okuzobe sokwenzakela, kodwa bazitshela ukuthi uma uhulumeni kumbe ungqongqoshe wezangaphakathi engazange engeze kumbe aphinde avuselele lama-permit kusho khona ukuthi uma kulo daba lusenkantolo ngeke besaphinda ngeke baphume kulelizwe, udaba lwabo luze luphele enkantolo.